There's a thing on TikTok. I'm trying to make a video about it, but I'm still trying to figure out what to put. But it's they talk about you probably seen it. It's like what games shaped you, and it shows like the games that they played that shaped them. But I want to do one that with a little twist. What's a game that you loved, but like you don't know anyone that's played it? That like a very obscure game, but you loved it. And I know one for me, like off the top, but I've never met anyone who's even heard of the game. It's a computer game. And it's called Little Big Adventure. No one's ever
Little Big Adventure.
No one's ever, dude, no one has ever. I'm gonna bring it up. It's called Twinston's Odyssey Little Big Adventure, and they were supposed to remake it, but I don't know whatever happened to it. It's like old school, like PC game.
Oh yeah, I have that.
No one's I've never met, and it's crazy because I know I used to know a streamer. He doesn't stream anymore, but he was a good streamer. His name was Muscle Stash. What was crazy about him is he knew every game I t ever talked about. And I forgot to mention this game to him, but he mentioned this one game. I remember he was on stream and he's like, "Oh yeah, I had that game." That's when I knew that guy was rich. He grew up rich because like these are games I would read in game magazines, and I'm like, "Damn, I wish I could play." It was called Scum the Something Assassin, and he had the game.
Damn.
I'm like, "Bro, you rich."
I mean the closest game I can think of. I know people have played this, but it's such an obscure game that the rarest of games that I know, but it's still not as rare as your game. But Mr. Mosquito
I never heard of it.
for the PS2.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you can actually play it on PlayStation on the PS5 if you have the premium
Mr. Mosquito.
thing. Yeah, you can download off of they have it for download. For free, if you pay the highest subscription,
oh, good.
The
Yeah, I
classic.
keep on forgetting. It's a podcast. Like I have to describe Little Big Adventure. You play like this, like dude in a blue robe, and you have this ball to attack, and you have like you can do like stealth mode, aggressive mode, like sporty, and there's like normal, and then I forgot the fourth one was, but you got four modes, but eventually you get the sword. I mean, the game is hard. It uses stealth. Stealth is a big part. But eventually you get this end game weapon and it just like you fuck everything up. But until you get that thing, you get fucked up.
For Mr. Mosquito, the point of the game is you have to bother people. That's
That
all it
sounds
is.
dope.
And you have to like not
Are
essentially
you a
get killed.
mosquito?
Yeah, you're a mosquito. That's all it is.
That sounds dope, dude.
It's all it is.
Remake it. Let's go.
And you just fly around bothering people. That's it. But yeah,
remake it. Let's do
I mean, you can play it still. You picked up the PS5.
Yeah.
See? And I don't know if
I'll stream it. Yeah.
I don't know if you have the premium
I
package,
don't.
but you have to pay for,
Monthly, right?
yeah, I think the minimum one, which I think is $10 a month, at least for you to be able to get online capabilities. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host,
Fuck Labubus.
Daniel. And I have a purple Labubu. It's messed up. But today we got some interesting topics. We'll be talking about we got a question for ourselves regarding Streamer University. We have information about Kojima wanting to make a really bad game, and we have a VTuber making a comeback, possibly Gargura, but we'll talk about that too. For now, we can talk about what we've done this week, and I watched 28 Inches Later. 28 years later. And if you guys have seen the memes for it,
yes.
There's 28 inches somewhere in
I've
that
seen the
movie.
TikToks.
The memes. The movie, so the director also did Trainspotting, I believe. Very grunge type movie. And this movie was no different from that. Like, it's got that grunge feel to it, which I know it's a style, but it makes it feel like it's.
So judging by the title, it is 28 years later.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. they kind of talk about what happens in 28 weeks later, like super quick. And then they just show a scene that says 28 years later. And then they just continue the story from there. I liked it. It was suspenseful. I wouldn't consider it a horror film. It was suspenseful and it had comedy in it. But it's the kind of comedy where it's like, I know the director meant to do it. It's not a direct joke. It's kind of sarcastic, you know, in a sense. But yeah, the film was really good. I know for sure it's a film that I would not rewatch. I don't normally rewatch films, but I never watch a film and think I'm never going to rewatch that again. It just doesn't happen. But this is a film where it's like, I don't need to rewatch this again. I can intake everything and that's it. But yeah, I watched that.
I want to say the very first movie, was that the first time they introduced fast zombies?
I want to say it was, no, because I think that was a 1985 film.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I watched that one. And then for my weight loss journey, I finally started losing weight again. So for the last three months, I have been stuck at 200, my weight. I was originally like my highest. I was like a 235, went down to 200. I've been stuck there for 3 months. And this week I have been seeing a drop in my weight. So I'm like at 195. I mean, like, I fluctuate. I'll go to 97, go down to 94, but around that. So like I'm under 200 and I consider that I'm continuing to lose weight now again. I'm not like at that plateau anymore. So that's exciting. And I'll continue to keep working out and trying to lose weight. So, what about you?
We went to the No Kings protest.
Yeah, we did.
And you got all the aura points. And I lost aura points. Well, this was my only thing, right? I was going to be happy if there were more Asian people than people who knew what my poster was, which was a Balatro No Kings.
No Joker.
Yeah, no, it's a specific card. I forgot what it's the card. I'm trying to remember what the card's called. Damn, I don't remember what the card's called. Yeah, but it's the king that gives you 1.5 multiplier that with the X on it. But so more people, there were more Asians than people who knew what that was. So yeah, so I'm happy.
And then I had a my sign said deport these nuts, and people were taking pictures, and then the sign got stolen by my dad, which I didn't think he was going to go. He ended up going, and then he swapped out signs. He took my sign. And then, yeah, when I met him back here at the house, he was like, a ton of people took pictures.
He got the aura points.
He stole my aura points. We did go to the protest.
Went to that. Oh, okay. So, you know what? I'm going to bring this up because, again, and here's the important part, reason why I'm bringing it up. The service we had was horrible.
Yes.
The quality of food, or the quantity and quality,
yeah,
sucked. But the reason why I'm bringing, normally I wouldn't say anything, but I'm going to say something because I'm going to put you on game. Gen is the reason why. So before Gen, if even me, like as a guy that's not born in Korea, or if you're non-Korean and you went to a Korean restaurant, you would get treated with, I would say, racial discrimination.
Right.
But Gen came into the picture and they kind of changed the whole, like, they revolutionized the Korean food industry. Because
and for those that don't know, we're talking about a Korean barbecue called
chain.
Yeah.
Called Gen. Because they're the ones that introduced English-speaking Korean barbecue. And because of that, like all these other Korean restaurants had to speak English, and they had to not treat non-Koreans fair.
Yeah.
So that's why I was disappointed again, because they're the guys that they created equal.
Yeah. But yeah, freedom. What I was telling him then, it was like Gen came out to do that, but it's been franchised, so it's kind of like the McDonald's of Korean barbecues, where everything's the same. And so when we were getting served, it was super small portions. Like, yes, we asked for like double, triple portions, And instead of them just bringing one plate with that amount of portions, they just would bring three plates out. And I feel like they were smaller than even the normal plates.
Yeah.
The quality of the food wasn't there. I mean, it was okay, obviously, for Korean barbecue, but I don't know. And that was a jump for me, because the last time I've gone to Ghent, it was not like that. You know, they had everything available for you. They were serving it on plates that were, you know, had enough meat on it and stuff. But yeah, I was disappointed. And the experience on that day was also bad too. We noticed certain things happening, like certain tables weren't getting cleaned fast enough for, like, you know, and they had, there's a wait time on there. Yeah. And yet they weren't, like, maximizing efficiency there. But yeah, I'm going to make it a thing where if anyone ever suggests going there or going to any, again, I'm going to be like, can we do something else, please?
Yes. Yeah, that's why I was disappointed, because they changed things, but it was a bad experience. Anyways, no movies. Fuck, man. I am, like, stuck on Ascension 20. Like, it was, the road to Ascension 20 was easy, but I am stuck on 20, dude. Like, that Ironclad has no defensive options, and all the last bosses, final bosses in that game are fucking damage killers, dude. Like, so I need some sort of defensive option. So I don't know how I'm supposed to play. Because, you know, like, when you play the game, it's, like, different. And then you hit Ascension 13, and the game turns into a different game.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck, dude. And then you hit Ascension 20, it's, like, a different game, too. So it's just like, fuck. It's like, I got to figure something out. I think the strategy, I'm not 100% sure, is to get Feed, which is a card that increases your maximum HP after you
kill him with that card.
Mm-hmm.
But it also does a lot of damage, though.
Yeah, kind of. It doesn't do, it's like medium damage.
I mean, in the beginning, it's a lot of damage. I mean, towards,
you know,
the stage you're at, it's probably not that much compared.
But I think I need to have an end game HP that's really high in order for me to survive.
Yeah.
I think. Because when you look at the card tier list, that's like the top tier card. So I think that's what you have to do. But I don't know yet. And it's hard to get because...
That one is a, like, I'm sure it's rated highly, the card, but it requires preparation.
Yeah.
Like, you have to set up kills so you kill it with that card. And that card, like, let's say it does 10 damage, and when you kill an enemy with that card, you get extra health. Like, your max health increases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I think you also heal that. Well, I know Ironclad auto heals, I think, mm-hmm. +5 every end turn, mm-hmm. or every end battle.
Oh, I went to fucking meet, inspect the deck. I didn't go to, I was debating whether to go to Wutengo. Tickets were cheap, but I seen them live before, so yeah. It was not a big deal, but inspect the deck. But it was crazy because Ghostface Killer was there, and I think I got racially profiled. Because so what happened was, like, he was there, and then, like, I guess people started noticing, and then, you know, a small crowd started to form around, and I was like, damn, dude, I could get this shit signed. And he didn't sign my thing. He signed, like, other people's things, and he looked at me, and then he didn't sign it. And I was like, what the hell? But I'm trying to, like, think, maybe it's because it wasn't his solo album, and because that's what other people had, and maybe because there was a crowd. So it could have been two things. So maybe I was just looking too deep into it.
Yeah.
I got a picture with them. So that was kind of cool. But I was like, I'm kind of scared of him. Like, every other Wu-Tang Clan member, I'm whatever. But he's the guy that broke Mace's jaw. So I'm just like, I was kind of scared. Like, I was like,
I was like, no trouble, man.
This guy is, I mean, there was a time where it was, you couldn't talk about Wu-Tang or you get sent to the hospital. So
damn.
Yeah. But it was kind of cool. Inspector Deck was cool, chill. Ghostface is cool. And it was, it wasn't that big of a line. I think it was just ill advertised.
Yeah.
They didn't advertise it well. And I was like, dude, this is crazy, because I was like, no one's really here. It's like, what, 20 people? I was like, what the hell? Oh, and I went viral. Made a Kojima.
Ooh.
And there's a YouTube video that I had. I was like, you know what? Death Stranding's coming out. Good timing. I think it's a good video. And because official Kojima, not official Kojima, reposted it.
An account named Kojima Official.
Yeah.
But it's not officially.
And all it takes is one video. you know?
Yeah.
To go viral.
And now you got to always post Kojima content.
Yeah, I got to be very careful with the things I post. But I did, so I was like thinking, man, maybe it was that trick, because there's that trick where you disable your contacts thing. I don't know if that helped. I don't know.
But I mean, you have it, you turned it off, so it's now going to be off forever.
Yeah. But okay, I have a question then. Like, I've turned it off. Has new shit been recommended to you?
Yes.
See? What the fuck?
I've seen your, when you went to see Ghostface, Ghostface Killer, and then when you, there's another one I saw too. Not every video that you've talked about. I think I saw the Kojima one too. So yeah.
And, I recently dropped a lot of money to go see the Clips perform. Like, and I'm scared because, like, I paid for the VIP.
Yeah.
But it was, which is funny, the VIP, the cost was like equivalent to Nosebleed Kendrick. So, like, you know, wow. They're not on the same level, obviously, but it's way cheaper. But I'm scared because, you know, I'm at the age where when I go to a concert, I don't want to stand up. Like, I want to sit. But I know, but in most concerts with seats, people stand up anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, but I'm going into the pit, and I remember going to a Pusha T concert once before in the pit. They mosh in there.
Yeah.
And I am fucking scared. Like, I mean, I want the VIP, but I don't want to be in the mosh pit.
You're going to come out with some aching back.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the mosh pit, but. Dang, I kind of regret. I should have bought the tickets earlier for the meet and greet, but it's too late now.
Do you have earplugs or anything?
No, I should get earplugs.
Are you just going
to... Dude, fuck, dude.
You're going to raw dog it?
That Kendrick concert fucking hurt my... Yeah. Like, the crowd.
Yeah.
I went to a Rage Against the Machine concert. That Kendrick concert was louder.
Wow.
It was louder than Rage, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get earplugs.
Yeah, but doing that consistently will, yeah, mess up your hearing. So
yeah,
be careful. All right, but let's hop into it then.
Oh yeah, and we're going to PAX.
Oh yeah,
I'm excited for you. Going to PAX. I could get a refund. They said.
Ooh.
So they said, so when they checked the system, they're like, oh, the reason why your tickets are not showing the media, well, we haven't processed them yet. But once you get the media badge, send me another email and we'll refund it. I was like. Sweet.
Nice.
Sweet.
So that's already pretty much your hotel already paid?
Sweet. It's cheaper, actually.
All right, so let's hop into it. I guess since I like to go in order, first one I had was Streamer University, and that was a question that you were going to ask. So.
So Streamer Prom happened. Yeah. Only reason why I knew about it because I seen TikToks of Jason DeWayne going with Sakura, which who is Kaede's sister. And things didn't turn out well for him. But it's Streamer Prom. But if we were to go to Streamer Prom, who would we take? And I'm talking, I guess, you know, let's open it. You could open it to celebrities too.
I'll stick to content creators.
But yeah. Which content creator?
So for me? I have two, because I feel like they're around our or my age, at least. Mm. Valkyrie and Fusli? Yeah, because I think it'd be weird if I take someone young. I mean, like, I know it's all content, so I want to say Jason Leween, content was not planned to, like, the way it's exactly going to go, but the whole thing was we're never going to be together. Mm-hmm. So let's try to make it seem like we are. And then at the end, it doesn't work out kind of thing, you know? But yeah, so for me, it'd be like Fusli or Valkyrie.
Don't forget the electric guitar. So my number one pick was Valkyrie.
Okay.
Cause she is in the older side.
Yeah.
Did she ever heard that? She was like, that's fucked up. It's funny because did I ever heard the story about the picture with Valkyrie?
And
so I was with Minato.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And like like Valkyrie's like kind of next to us, and Monado runs up, like, oh, can I take a picture? And she's like, oh, sure.
Monado was a huge fan.
Yeah, and then Valkyrie's like, she turns to me, do you want a picture? I was like, nah, I'm good. So I want to do that. Say I apologize.
But she won't even remember.
The second person I would take is she's a VTuber, so it would be like I'd be holding a tablet.
Yeah,
is Iron Mouse.
Oh yeah,
my senpai. And then third, there was a third person. Oh yeah, Cup of Noodle. She's big, but she's not like on the bigger side. But yeah. I think
mainstream kind of.
I think she'd be fun to hang out with. Cup of Noodle.
I need to look her up. I haven't seen who Cup of Noodle. I feel like I've heard the name. Mm. I think you've talked about it before. Probably not. On the podcast.
I think she has a boyfriend though. But
no, but like, I mean, this is just for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So Streamer Universe prom next year.
Do you think, has Kai talked about it? Do you think that it'll happen next year?
I don't know.
I wonder if it like it's going to become a recurring thing. Like, I think it's a cool idea, but I also would like to like push it to a longer period. I think it was only a weekend.
Yeah.
I would do maybe like a week. I think that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, for me, I think we talked about it in one of our episodes, but for me, it was, I forgot his name already, Danny? I forgot the streamer's name already, but he was popping up on my feed, and he had popped up before on my feed when he was just a streamer getting big, and then he was invited to Streamer University, and he like really resonated with a lot of the audience, so I think it was really cool. But yeah, and then let's move to the next one. We have Kojima wanting to make a bad game. So this one you were explaining to me that Kojima has said this before, but when game testers are testing his game and they all say they like it, he's like, nah.
I gotta change it.
I gotta change that. I gotta make this game worse.
Yes.
So what was the original question?
Well, I mean, like, we were at the we went to the Death Stranding 2 event. It was kinda underwhelming for me.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty much like live watching the live stream.
Yeah. But he basically said like play testers are playing Death Stranding 2 and they liked it. And he's like, nah, I don't like that. Because in Death Stranding 1, like when they play tested it, like four out of 10 people liked it. He's like, yeah, that's how it should be.
So divisive.
How do you feel about that? His take on that?
What's funny is I think it's unique because obviously when any game designer makes a game, they want 100% likability. But Kojima's like, no, I wanna have divisive decisions. Like I don't want everyone to like it. I wanna see both ends of the spectrum. And I don't know if that means that he wants to correct them. He's like, I wanna see what the bad is so I can correct it, or I want it to be like where you don't know if it's a good game or not because it's about the story and you have to play more of the game to get that story. I think it's a unique take, but I don't know how his mind works. So it's all guessing for me.
I think his mentality on that, it resonates with me with how Metal Gear Solid 2 was made. Because I will never forget, people didn't like the game when it came out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, not a spoiler warning because it's been fucking how many years? 25 plus years, I think, for Metal Gear Solid 2. But Snake supposedly dies. So you don't play a Snake 75% of the game. And people did not like that. And I think he wants that feeling. I don't think he wants to make a bad game, but I think he wants maybe like a storytelling feeling like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Where I think it's like if you play a little bit of the game, you won't like it because you don't understand it yet. But if you play the full game, it all kind of connects into one thing. You're like, oh, man, this is the greatest game, if anything, you know? So
people love the game. I mean, shit, 90. What's crazy is I didn't think it'd be a Game of the Year contender. It's in the Game of the Year contender. I don't think it beats Claire Obscure, but I think it's in the running for Game of the Year, which is crazy to me.
The thing is, I don't know. I feel a lot of the love for Death Stranding right now is just coming from the fact that it's Hideo Kojima, you know? that carries it for people wanting to buy it or at least play it in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we kind of see how people play the game, because people will play it for the gameplay and be like, I hate delivery games. I'm not going to continue playing this. Mm-hmm. And then people will play, I want to play a game that's about the story. And then they'll see the story and be, this is an amazing story. I love this game. But I think once we get further down, like a month in, we're going to see that separation of who likes the game and who doesn't like the game. When it comes to players.
What's crazy, I was watching a TikTok. I'm trying not to see TikTok streams or any videos of it because I don't want to get spoiled. But it showed a guy and he's planning his route for his delivery. He's like, oh, I had to go through this like forest. And I didn't look at what's going to happen, but I was like, dude, I could probably predict what's going to happen in that forest, dude. I'm just like, dude, this is not good. Like, it looked bad. It looked very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fuck. This is not going to be good. I hope the game is more difficult, because the first one was a little too... Even on the hardest difficulty, it was too easy.
I don't know. We don't know how much content this game has, right?
No, but I know the platinum is hard. It's time consuming as the first one. Okay. And I was like, fuck. I don't like that.
I don't like where it's like you have to complete. In that first one, you have to complete every route with an S rank, I think.
Yeah, you got to do shit like
that. It's like, bro, let me at least just finish the game, bro. Yeah,
you got to do shit like that.
Yeah. And for S rank, it's not. It's like a ridiculous amount of time.
You need zip lines.
Like, yeah,
You can't do it without zip
lines. In under 6 minutes, it's an A. In under 3 minutes, it's an S. It's like, bro, that's... I literally have to teleport there.
It has to be perfect.
Yeah.
So you got to do zip lines. Like, yeah. Like, the hardest part of that trophy was, like, there's these stars that you get when you, like, have a good reputation with the base. But you got to get, like, 50 stars. That's back. That is the hard one. Because you got to S rank things and get good rep. Damn. Here we go again. But it looks gorgeous, man. Prettiest PS5 game.
I feel like he's gonna pull something more epic than the first one.
So what's funny is like the story, it's like the first Death Stranding, the story is it's the most clear. It's not like convoluted.
Yeah.
Death Stranding 2, he made it more clear. Like the story is like super straightforward.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. I could get behind that.
Wow.
I could get behind that.
Wow.
No, the first one, it's clear, but there's some weird fucking, like, you find out who your sister is. Like, what? Like,
what?
It gets weird. Oh, I hope he has that. Because in Death Stranding, like, I think Act 3 or Chapter 4, like, has this moment. And it, like, it's like a Kojima what the fuck moment. I hope there's something like that in Death Stranding, too. Because when it happened, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, super hyped to play it. I was supposed to start it, but we'll see.
It's fine because you haven't gotten the game yet.
Yeah, today.
All right, so I'll hop on to the next one. The last topic we have is a VTuber coming back. So I've read online that this is the case. I can't make any I can't confirm anything. But Gargura is making a comeback. This VTuber used that name under a corporation.
HoloLive.
Under HoloLive. So they can't use that same name anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, like, that name cannot come out of their mouth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So even if someone asks them, like, are you this person? She can't say anything about it. But Gargura is coming back as, and I might mess this up, Samiku Saba. I believe is the name.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a tease showing the back of the head and was a beach thing collecting shells, and that's it.
I think the name is smart because it's I think it's pronounced Sameko. Mako shark.
Yeah, Mako shark.
I think that's smart. It's like a hint. Like,
I'm sure even Saba is probably something too.
Yeah.
Sameko shark. Sameko Saba.
She's going independent.
Yeah, and I apologize for ruining her name because I probably don't know how to do it. But I think I'm sure other VTubers have done this before, where they're with a group, they break off. But Hololive is a pretty big group, and I think it's really hard to break off from something that's so big and go off on your own and try to be just as big, if anything, you know? Because I believe all the VTubers that are under Hololive are like, well-known.
I think Hololive has a lot of problems, because that's like, she's like the fifth person to like leave. They call it graduate.
Yeah.
They're leaving. Like, but no, I mean, I think if you ask the average person, they're not aware of how big VTubers are.
Yeah.
But when you like, I mean, even in Japan or even like here, if you, dude, she saying take me out to the ball game at a Dodgers game.
Wow.
That trips me out.
Gargura?
Yeah, that trips me out. Hololive has made appearances at Dodgers games. They only done it once, but they're going to appear again.
Is a requirement for VTubers to know how to sing? Because like, I feel every VTuber is a singer, dude.
I don't know. They're like bilingual and they know how to sing and...
Yeah, I feel like it just turns out that way, but it's crazy to see how all the top VTubers are generally singers.
I want to know what they look like. That's like, that's the one that like.
I mean,
what's crazy is because there's Fua Moko, they're twin sisters. They're in Hololive.
Yeah,
it's funny because I guess they've seen, some of the VTubers have seen their real faces. They're like, oh shit, you guys do look alike.
Oh.
I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. My favorite VTuber right now is probably Fua Moko, the twin sisters. But Gargura is talented. She's like one of the Iron Mouse, her, Fua Moko, Bibu, Shondo. Those are like the top tier, I think.
You know more names than I do.
Oh, Fillion. Fillion's more the American. She's not Hololive, but. She'll do okay. She's probably the biggest VTuber, though, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the fact that she played she sang at a Dodgers game.
Yeah.
Was it just a tablet in the middle of the...
I mean, it wasn't like a tablet. She was on the big screen. What's crazy is... Fuck, dude. So there's this TikTok, and it's a girl who makes VTube models, but not like cartoonish. It's like 3D, like PlayStation 1 graphics. And she's like, commissions open, and I was like, I looked at it, I want one.
It's not cheap.
It's, but it's not as expensive as you think it is.
No, but it's still more expensive.
It's $1,000.
Oh, actually, yeah, I thought it was $3,000.
And I'm thinking about it.
That's not
I'm not gonna do it.
But honestly, dude, when someone is a well-known artist in like the VTubing world, they almost never open their books.
Yeah.
They take in the tattoo world, like the tattoo artists, like there's art. They will announce, like, I open my books one time a year. Once it closes, you have to wait till the next year.
Mm.
And it's not a specific date. It always changes, because sometimes they'll like have to move things back because people can't go on their date. So yes, they would move everything back. But it's rare, and I know for VTubers, artists, they almost never open their books because they always have commissions. Like, they always just receive one, and it's like, yeah, we'll do it. But, so.
39 Def, like, I asked for a fucking emote commission, never responded back to
me.
But she's probably swamped.
It probably doesn't anymore, I don't know. I haven't watched her streams.
Yeah.
But, Iron Mouse made a comment about VTubing models. She said it's cheap. So she's done 2D models and 3D models. She said the cheapest model is a 3D model completely nude.
Wow.
And you'd think like other reasons, but she said because then you're able to pay any artist to just create clothes for the model, and you can just put those clothes on every time. So that way you only have one model, and you just have artists make clothes for it, and that's it. That's a way cheaper alternative.
I mean, this is like a topic in itself, but so, you know, I have a PNG tube, right? And it's an egg of my face. And the reason why, like, well, if I were to ever do like VTube or PNG tube, I want it to look like me. So like, so when I do a face reveal, people aren't pissed. They're like, because people get pissed. Like, yeah, you see it happen. Like, person does not look like their V2 model and they get super pissed. I want people to see
it. Which is why, I mean, I also tried to dabble into the VTubing model. I don't know if you can consider mine PNG, but it's just a 2D model. I consider it just a 2D model, probably as PNG. I had an artist draw it out for me, do it all in parts, and then I myself animated it. Mm-hmm. And it is just a jar of marmalade, of yeah. jelly. And so if people find out who I am, they're like, it's an inanimate object. Like, they can't be mad about me not looking like a fucking
right,
jar.
Right. Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
But also, the whole thing is, I when I wanted to like try to start the VTubing thing, I took off everything I have that associated my face, my real life face, with my VTubing account, so that when people, if I were to get big and people trying to find out who I am, I want it to be a challenge for them. Mm. Like, I don't want to just them to be easily like, oh, this is this person kind of thing. I think that's yeah. another fun route, but I never took off with that. So
yeah, that's like my worst fear is like, if I ever did become famous and like I'm in that boiling point between being very known and not known, and so someone just calls me up at work, like, what the f-? And just nonstop calls at work, I would have to quit. It's like, shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I if I ever get to that point, I think I can quit my job.
Yeah,
you know. So,
I mean, there is a number. I mean, Agent Zero and Lyric have both said it. It's like when you hit like around 100 CCVs, you can comfortably quit because you're not going to be making like a lot of money, but you can make enough.
But there's ways to increase, and I don't know if they're referring to like all monetization, because you're going to have to do YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do Twitch. Mm-hmm. Those are the two main ones. And then if anything, you're going to have to do sponsors, yeah. you know,
yeah.
to just make enough, to make sure you're getting enough,
mm-hmm.
because any one of those could at some point, TikTok too, could completely stop. I've seen, there's a someone that does TikToks where their main account that they were getting super big on got completely like kicked off. They blocked the account and stuff like that. And they're like, we literally like lost everything. Like everything we have, we can't even get that money that was like building up for the next month. They lost that. So it can happen. So you want to have multiple ways to make money. You don't want to just rely on one location and exactly. think that once you make it in that one spot, once you make it in TikTok, don't rely on that and quit your job and stuff, because that can go away in an instant too.
That's what I like about Keith Lee, what he's doing right now, because he doesn't show up on my FYP, but I mean, he's like sponsored. Everything's like sponsored now.
Yeah,
it's like, that's good.
He
make that bread, dude.
He came up on my For You page, and he went to, in LA there's a place called Community Goods that sells coffee, talking about the matcha. He's like, dude, we had 30 minutes to get to the airport and the line was super long. So what did he do? He paid for everyone's drink. And then his order came first.
Smart.
And
good and smart.
And then he tried to give the owner like a large sum of money. And he's like, nah. He's like, if you want, you can use that money to just pay for everyone's thing, because I don't. And so he just paid for everyone's thing. And he was like, the rating he gave it was like a 9 out of 10, the highest drink rating within all of the drinks he got in that location, 9 out of 10. So everyone in the comments were like, bro, now it's going to get even longer now. Like, what's wrong with you?
You know what's a fucked up TikTok thing that I've seen recently? You know who Dom the Troll is?
He's
done like multiple like pranks, but what he does is he goes to a restaurant and he goes, oh, can I order 10 of these plates or 30 of these, 20 of these plates? They're like, oh, okay. And they're like, what's it for? It's for the homeless. They're like, oh, okay. And then like He brings home and he eats everything all of himself. He's like, fuck the homeless. I'm like, dude. And he's done. He's gotten away with it 5 times so far. He's like, yeah, I like to order 5 pizzas. And he's like, 5 pizzas? Are you having a party? He's like, no, it's for the homeless. And they're like, oh, it's free. Like, yeah, like, it's free.
Or give him a discount or
he's
something.
He's like, fuck the homeless. And he always ends it with, fuck the homeless.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh,
dude, that's so fucked.
That's funny because my For You page has a Mexican TikToker who will. He'll buy one item and be like, how much is this? And then when they tell him like, oh, it's like $1,000 pesos, like $10. Mm-hmm. He's like, can I order 30 of these? And it's always small, like little cart shops. So they're like, I don't have 30. He's like, no worries. He's like, I'll buy as much as you can make right now. And I don't have any urgency. So just take as long as it takes you to make it. And then he always ends it with like handing them out to the homeless. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. That's, I mean, that's how he got the, that gets away with it. That's
what's his name, like Joe?
Dom the troll.
I hope he doesn't come up on my For You page. Fuck that guy. do you have anything else to say?
No, the stream was supposed to be back, but there might be a little delays here and there. I'm trying to plan for like July 4th, maybe weekend.
Okay.
We'll see. But Death Stranding 2 is the scheduled. I don't want to stray from that. And when I'm a platinum nut. Shit.
Fuck. You said it here. There's proof you can't go back anymore. All right, guys. That's it for the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.